Now, starting on page 22, let's look at some simple backup strums. At the beginning, you'll probably be able to play the strums better if you place the auto harp on your lap or on a table until you familiarize yourself with the octaves or the sections used to describe the strums. Oh, I also suggest that you wear a plastic thumb pick, as on page 9. You notice that I've been speaking about stroking the auto harp. A stroke is a single up or down motion, like this, or down. Now you combine several of these strokes and you have a strum. In fact, many of you may have unconsciously varied your strokes on the previous songs and invented your own strum pattern just because it's monotonous to accompany every song the same way. So look at the diagram of the scale label on page 22 showing the lower, middle, and higher octaves of the auto harp and the symbols used to denote those octave designations. Now let's play together on the C chord, a stroke in the lower, then a stroke in the middle, and now on the higher octave. Now hop around. That's very simple, but that's a strum. And it doesn't have to be, as I said, just upstrokes. You can also play a downstroke. So you can go up, 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 down, whatever. So the full definition of a strum becomes a series of up and down strokes played with one or more fingers of the right hand in one or more of the three octaves of the auto harp in a rhythmic pattern. Now that's the key, a rhythmic pattern. But remember, the octaves are not rigid boundaries. They're simply guidelines to help you visualize and practice certain strum patterns. And they too can be divided into sections, giving the player an infinite variety of choices and styles. You'll notice that arrows have been placed on the strokes to show an upstroke. And from the lower to the higher, like this, and a downstroke from the higher to the lower strings. Learn these symbols. You see, I have a round symbol in the middle of each of the slashes, a circle. And for the lower octave, it's a circle in the lower octave. Sounds sensible, doesn't it? Circle in the middle for the middle octave, and a circle in the higher for the higher octave. So you learn to read those, but then you also know that you have gradations between those various octaves. So as I say, it's just a guideline. Use your imagination and use these simply as guides. And you'll be able to play anything on the auto harp, from the simplest to the most complicated rhythm picking. There's not a single thing that can't be described by using this system.